The Ghana Refugee Board says refugees must no longer be seen as just seeking humanitarian assistance, but as resources that can contribute to national development. Speaking on a current affairs program focus, the program coordinator of the Ghana Refugee Board, Tete Padi, noted that the issue of refugees has now taken a developmental approach. By this, the board is advocating the mainstreaming of state basic and social services to refugees, as well as their inclusion in national development planning. Thus, it said, calls for the necessary awareness creation to entreat the Ghanaian populace to embrace these people so as to work together for national development.
The Ghana Refugee Board is now focusing on looking at refugees as resources. A lot of refugees who have come in here are also professionals in their own right. And we're looking at harnessing their skills, finding a way of adding them into the mainstream, because some of them did not have come with their certificate. There has to be a way of testing them and certifying them, the skills that they claim to have, so that we can get them to contribute to national development. The UN Convention and the Ghana Refugee Law allows refugees to obtain work permits and work. The Ghana Refugee Law, which domesticates the conventions that we've signed up to, requires that refugees are given the same level of services that are available to national. I urge refugees to continue being law-abiding, because while they live here and they have rights and all that, they also have responsibilities and must make sure that they stay within all the regulations so that they don't find themselves on the wrong side of the law.
Tete Padi is a program coordinator of the Ghana Refugee Board. According to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, it is facing the biggest refugee problem ever globally, and funding for Ghana keeps reducing due to pressing demands elsewhere. Thus, in the view of Public Information Associate UNHCR Ghana, Ni Akosoa, justifies the need for all to stand with and for refugees. It gives an overview of the refugee situation in Ghana.
Ghana currently hosts 19,265 persons of concern. That's what we call them, because it's made up of both refugees and asylum seekers. The refugee numbers is 17,406, and asylum seekers are 1,859. The largest of that population is the Ivorian, which makes about 52% of that population. There are 25 different nationalities who are here. We have 50% or so in camp settings. We have a JCOM refugee camp, which is in the central region, Elmina, the Ampin refugee camp in the western region, and then we have the Krisan refugee camp also in the western region. We have the Fatenta refugee camp in the Dongahafo region. In the past, we've been looking at refugee situations mainly as a humanitarian crisis. Now the question is, what do you do for them whilst they're here awaiting the durable solution? So now there's a shift in the approach. We're now looking at it as a development problem. We should stop looking at them as strange beings. I had someone send me a message recently because she saw a picture of a pregnant refugee, and she asked me, do refugees still get pregnant? So there's a lot of misconception out there. They are just like you and I. They're just living through very, very difficult times. And it's not necessarily sympathy that they need, but we have to reach out to them and let them know that it's okay. We can work through this.